From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the Islamic State group has been carrying out a campaign of genocide. Speaking at the State Department, Kerry said that the Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, is guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in both Iraq and Syria.
I say this even though the ongoing conflict and lack of access to key areas has made it impossible to develop a fully detailed and comprehensive picture of all that Daesh is doing and all that it has done.
The genocide declaration means the United States could prosecute any Islamic State member in the United States. It does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004, when Secretary of State Colin Powell issued one in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin, saying Russia's intervention in Syria prolonged the civil war and did not help in the fight against the Islamic State group. Speaking to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, Carter said Russia has not lived up to what it said it would do.
Russia said it was coming into Syria to fight ISIL, but that's not what it did. Instead, their military has only prolonged the civil war, propped up Assad, and as of now, we haven't seen whether Russia retained the leverage to find a diplomatic way forward.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces, saying all of his country's objectives have been achieved. Since then, media have shown videos of a steady departure of Russian jets. This is VOA News. The Syrian opposition says it is eager to move ahead with a six-month plan for a political transition in Syria. Basma Kodmani is a representative for the High Negotiations Committee meeting in Geneva.
We presented Mr. de Mistura with a memo, a detailed memo, on our vision of the transitional period and the formation of a transitional governing body.
UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura says that the plan outlines several steps the opposition is seeking, and he hopes to have a similar plan soon from the Syrian government.
It was very substantive. Papers on the political transition were actually distributed, and they went very deeply into how they see the political transition being potentially implemented soon.
Mr. de Mistura's statement came after Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces to create a self-run region within Syria, not unlike an area that Kurds have controlled in neighboring Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. However, Syria's foreign ministry rejected the Kurds' action, calling it unconstitutional and worthless. EU leaders are meeting in Brussels, Belgium, to finalize a deal with Turkey to handle the largest migration of refugees since World War II. A controversial plan would send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey for every undocumented migrant Turkey accepts. The EU says it will accept one Syrian refugee from Turkey. The EU says it will take up to a total of about 70,000 refugees who will be resettled in Europe in a process overseen by the UN Refugee Agency. But human rights groups are concerned about Turkey's standards for political asylum, as well as its recent crackdown on the media and a violent conflict with Turkish rebels. And Egypt's antiquities minister said Thursday that radar scans of the famed tomb of Tutankhamun showed the likely existence of two hidden rooms that could contain organic material and metal. A British archaeologist believes a room in the tomb contains the remains of Queen Nefertiti, the wife of King Tut's father. Egypt's antiquity minister said there is a 90% chance the scans located new chambers. As for Nefertiti, he believes the tomb could be holding a female from the family, but not her. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.